This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, beautiful Western Montana, where it's a balmy 76.2 degrees out right now. The nights are getting cooler, so fall's in the air. Join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as usual, is in the control room with his wonder dog, Trigger, answering the calls. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Today is Sunday, September 9th, 2018. Ralph was, like others, mentioning our deep state. Why do people keep clinging to saying that it's ours? I cannot understand that. Just as long as, you know, as well as those that go out and endorse certain military actions and stuff. As I brought up before, like when Bill O'Reilly mentioned, support our troops. We've seen what the VA did to those troops. He meant to say support our policy. So, Nikki Haley's out there tweeting like mad. I posted her a... Gotta get some mad at that woman. Yeah, there you go. Talking about forming some kind of a coalition there to combat the massive corruption and stuff. She wasn't applying it to the U.S. or the Western states, I can bet you that. Anyway, Twitter suspends a Benghazi hero after criticism of President Obama. I read that title and it says it should be ex-President Obama. I mean, these guys in this mindset, as Kenneth just mentioned there in the chat there, that says language war and mind control. This is, you know, these guys, you watch Obama run around and what he's doing to undermine Donald Trump and everything. If you read article, the 14th Amendment there, and line 3, those are those that have sworn an oath to the Constitution. They're out there actually, Anyway, those are actually out there trying to destroy the same government that they once had, because I guess they're lonely because they went back in office. Just like, why would millions of Americans have to support a $200 million presidential library of Obama's? His legacy won't be in there, I can tell you that. One Christian U.S. pastor, and he's had his channel shut down, and another has had an important video spreading the word of Jesus, age-restricted now. The war on Christianity continues. There's a good joke about that, Murr. Around 200,000 troops are stationed in 177 countries throughout the world. They're out there fighting for our freedoms. Those forces utilize 700 military installations, as known. Africa is one of them. It's no exemption right now. I thought that was interesting that out of the 54 states or nations with inside of Africa, that there's U.S. troops in 53 of them. Remember, they're out there fighting for our freedom. When you watch these groups like Boko Haram or whoever, name it, ISIS, whatever, Al-Qaeda, usually these are all depicted as firing their AK-47s up into the air, which has a ballistics report of about 300 yards, plus or minus. They're a real big threat. Anyway, on this day in history, in 1776, the Congress officially renames the country as the United States of America. Before that, it was the United Colonies. And I was emailed a couple of quotes here I thought was kind of funny. The first one is kind of, but the last one I think is really interesting. This is from Larry the Cable Guy. The Ten Commandments. The real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in courthouses is that you cannot post, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment. Larry the Cable Guy. Oh, he has another one too. Cows. Is it just me, or does anyone else find it amazing that during a mad cow epidemic, our government can track a single cow born in Canada years ago right to the stall where she slept in the state of Washington, and then track her calves to that stall, but they're unable to locate 11 million illegal aliens wandering around our country? Maybe we should give them each a cow. Larry the Cable Guy. That's some humor for you. There's no good news, so I'm just trying to break the ice here, I guess you call it. I find the next item here a little bit more than propaganda here, as it omitted the facts that that should be mentioned there, of the U.S. being behind all the destruction of many governments, and where in the IB Times that I outlined the fact that the United States has interfered in over 81 countries in their elections. And, of course, we say governments, but, those in power always say regimes, because they don't recognize them, and that's why they insert their little paramilitary groups out there. Got some news here, MacPass repeater. Anyway, their assassinations, as brought out there by the economic hitmen, the deaths of millions, and all based on their so-called intelligence lies. The article goes on to say, I got to say this with a serious face, they put their lives on the line in foreign war zones, conducted secret missions to collectively value intelligence, and made enormous sacrifices for their country, only to see their former colleagues disrespected by President Donald Trump. Now driven by the president's conduct, they're taking matters into their own hands and gearing up for the different challenge, running for Congress as Democrats. These are your CIA-type provocateurs, I guess you call it, now running under the Democratic Party. Fed up with what they see as Trump's disdain or distrust for the intelligence community and his refusal to embrace fully the conclusion that Russia interfered with the 2016 election. Remember, it was noted by many like Noam Chomsky that it was Israel that interferes in our elections. An unusually large number of former intelligence officers and operatives are campaigning for the office as Democrats in this fall's midterm elections, according to experts. And this is off of NBC News Politics. You might want to read that article. It goes on and on. Kind of scary if you look at it. I thought this was interesting, too, this story here. This comes out of London. I got a couple stories out of London here. But this is Zach Goldsmith. We have watched through the Franklin scandal and other recent news of all these politicians being corrupted and having their sexual exploits, selfies, and whatever being taken and spread, or I should say disseminated, across the internet to their so-called fans, fanatics. But this one here is Zach Goldsmith. He's facing questions from former conservative MPs and the brother of Lord Britain after he refused to withdraw claims made in Parliament about an alleged pedophile ring in his constituency. And it goes on to say, well, he took this off of a fraudster. You know, of course, we only know that fraudsters are involved in this. Just like how they seal up all this information here, and they have the networks pull videos that document this stuff. And as I've said before, though, it's a sad moral situation here, even in this country here, because Americans seem to just hone in on all these sexual activities. You can sit there at the supermarket and or store, depending where you live, and read these National Intruder magazines and, oh, God, someone's having a baby. Like, you know, and or they're adopting you. Oh, and this one's having sex with someone like it. Why is it the fixation on sex and stuff like that? Well, that's why the media loves to do this. Just like when Bill Clinton sold that U.S. missile technology to China, they covered up that espionage and treason with the Monica Lewinsky Hummer in the White House. That drew more attention. In fact, more money was spent on that than was spent on 9/11 investigation anyway. And we all know the allegations are false, as I said. You know, forget about them. You know, but knowing this, remember, these politicians represent we the people. And so when you look at crime and corruption like that, you can see why so many people cling to the society that we live in today, because they don't want nothing to change. And, of course, remember the same saying that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There has been breaking footage of this censored Al Jazeera documentary, The Lobby USA. It shows Israeli government officials taking credit for the attacks on Black Lives Matter. And it reveals the Israeli lobbyist explaining how to organize and shut down a BLM fundraiser. If you guys get any extra time there, you might go to the archives.org and listen to William Cooper's little two or three audio segments, recorded history, of how the ADL and those guys infiltrate these groups and stuff to shut them down. But anyway, this article here is from Max Blumenthal. And he goes on to say that when the Movement for the Black Lives Matter released a platform in August 2016 that supported the BDS, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions movement, and identified Israel as an apartheid state engaged in the project of genocide against Palestinians, the Israeli government snapped into action. And that is from grayzoneproject.com, if you'd like to read that article there. Israeli spokesperson Nikki Haley said, there's a joke in there, President Trump's team will not agree to rebuild Syria for dictator Bashar al-Assad. Boy, the quakes are sure picking up. And his Russian supporters. A top U.S. diplomat emphasized on the cusp of a major offensive by the Damascus regime. We're back to that regime again. Remember, Syria's government is legally elected and was legally monitored by so many different agencies as a valid election by the Syrian people. And we know who's behind all this. But anyway, as Nikki would go on to say, that she told the United Nations Security Council that the U.S. taxpayer is certainly not going to subsidize Assad's campaign of destruction. No, but you can think of the hundreds of millions of dollars the U.S. took from the mouths of Americans that are starving, jobless, and homeless, and the veterans that are dying, and sent them over to train those moderate rebels to destroy that entire infrastructure that she's talking about America won't help rebuild. And, of course, America never does that, unless U.S. corporations go in there and be able to get in there and bilk them and run the IMF bank through them. But I guess she, like others in the West and Israel, don't like the fact that Assad, as I mentioned, was democratically elected by the Syrian people. I note that we see this in politics. It unfolds across country after country of those who are trying to oust Donald Trump today. It doesn't matter if you're flying balloons in Britain or what like that. They are fighting back. And, of course, this gets on the cusp of what you see with Jeremy Corbyn, too, because I'll get into that later on. But anyone that stands up for the people or for Palestine, you know, they're instantly labeled as anti-Semites and whatever. And it just gets to the point where, you know, the hypocrisy or everything is just, it's amazing or staggering that people would go along and believe half the stuff that they hear, or even a third of what they hear, or even a quarter of what they hear. Reuters is reporting that the United States has set up 20 military bases in Syria on their territory controlled by the Kurds. An official from Russia's Security Council said on Thursday, remember that the U.S. is there illegally. The official Alexander, I can't pronounce his last name. If I was Russian, I could, I guess. Venedikov or something like that. An aide to the Security Council secretary also said that Washington was supplying the Kurds with the most advanced weapons, according to the IRA. We know that Russia has its own satellites and can do whatever it wants like that, so we are sure. And this is why Russia, you can imagine those intelligence officials over in Russia that are able to track these chemicals and which have you, arms transfers, via their satellites too. they know what's going on. And of course, most Americans know too, but you know, there's those that continually watch these Alphabet Network news channels that lie to us daily. And we're supposed to feel sorry because their ratings are dropping. But anyway, Washington has its own plan on how to effectively combat terrorism in Syria. This isn't a joke, believe me. The Pentagon has said that the U.S. is not planning to cooperate with Moscow on the issue. And there's more and more articles surfacing now of all the massive armaments being brought into there, either land or sea, by Russia. And even China is now in there. And we may be on the cusp of seeing World War III break out in one little area. And I am just waiting for the Archduke Ferdinand event, like in World War I, to start the whole thing. And on the cusp of that, we can start noticing, like over in the Ukraine, Donbass area, top high-level officials being assassinated, new car wrecks and stuff of those that have just visited Syria. It just shows you that the COINTEL assets that I was reading about earlier, all these great intelligence officers, they are cleaning house to make sure. And remember, Nikki and those in the White House have said that if you're, or like George Bush even, if you're not with us, you're against us. And the continual demising of people and other countries that will not vote with them, including where the U.S. says that if you don't vote with us, we're going to pull our aid from you. This is like the big bully. And again, has Syria attacked the United States? No. Has Iran attacked the United States? No. You know, has Iraq? No. These are all lies. And you can listen to verified comments from, like, even Dick Cheney, which said they had no reason to go into Iraq, but they just did it, you know. And you think of the death and destruction that came from behind it. Anyway, the U.S. is going to find a better, more focused way to do counterterrorism operations in Idlib. I remind you that there's over 200 U.S. and U.K. military advisors in Idlib, and if you know history, that is exactly how Vietnam started, with all these military advisors. And on that, I have a video here, which is where the U.S. admits that the Idlib is run by Al-Qaeda. And I think that's the one I had for... I think I have enough to run that time. Yeah. Ken, you want to run that video there if you've got that one queued? If he's around. Maybe he's not around. Maybe he's out playing with his... There he is. You back? All right, you want to run that one from Idlib? Thank you, sir. Idlib, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. You run me out of time. Hurry up.
Look. Idlib province is the largest al-Qaeda safe haven since 9/11.
We consider any assault on Idlib to be a dangerous escalation of the conflict in Syria.
And Idlib now is a huge problem. It is an al-Qaeda safe haven right on the border of Turkey.
Now an offensive against Idlib is starting, despite the clear warnings of the President of the United States and other world leaders. Airstrikes by Russia and the regime have already begun against
al-Qaeda in Idlib province, leaders of al-Qaeda that make their way to Idlib province.
They want to punish the civilians who had the courage to rise up against Assad.
Anyway, that just shows you, if you don't believe this 9/11 narrative that al-Qaeda was behind 9/11, why is the U.S. over there protecting? And this was a State Department memo there that verified that al-Qaeda is in Idlib. So why is the United States over there protecting that area? It makes a guy wonder. Of course, it blows that 9/11 narrative that the so-called Al-Qaeda was behind 9/11. But you're not supposed to draw lines between these dots. Anyway, my break is coming up here finally. Didn't know if I'd get to it or not. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in numbers 1-800-313-9443. I've got two callers online. One is Joe, but I want to hold him over till after the break here. So I'm going to, and Joe, you know why. So Daniel, I'm going to take your call first in BC. So go ahead, Daniel. Hope your evening is going well. You there, Dan?
Type event, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're completely right about the Archduke Ferdinand situation. Like, we're just waiting for that initial trigger. But this is such a hotbed. You got Turkey involved. They're bringing back the ghost of Al-Qaeda. I mean, these guys disappeared for so long. I mean, the CIA made Al-Qaeda.
Well, it's like listening to George... George Bush was asked about Bin Laden, he says, "I don't know, he's probably dead." Remember that? And
yep,
that was in 2001 he died like that. So suddenly, you know, now they're talking about the children of Bin Laden. Who?
Yeah, I can't believe. I mean, I like Trump. I like what he says. But he's bringing us into another war. I think Hillary Clinton would have done it already. Jeb Bush would have done it already. I think that State Department is full of Israeli dual citizens. Charlotte Isaby noted that when she took a tour of it. She thought it was like a bar mitzvah. It's all about greater Israel. It's all about, you know, American troops are going
to... I have a video clip for that coming up there, Daniel.
Awesome. I mean, I'll let you go, but this is all for the Jewish state. And American soldiers are going to fall on those swords, just like they've done throughout history. And that's all there is to it.
I have another article here about how they're talking about bringing back the draft, too. So, anyway, hey, thanks for calling in there, okay?
You're welcome.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
All right, my best to you there. I'll tell you what. Kenneth, go ahead and put Joe on there, and I'll just cover him through the break because I want to be able to talk with him and about his family and stuff longer. So go ahead and throw Joe on there, okay? All right. Hey, Joe, welcome. Good evening.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, the reason I wanted either your wife or you to call in, I assume it's your wife, is to talk about Syria and what happened to her family and everything over there.
Let me first say, I was born and raised, we both were born and raised here in this in America, in the U.S.
Right.
Parents immigrated here in the early 50s. My dad was an Eisenhower Republican, and we were brought up that, you know what, this is the greatest nation, that if you're honest, you treat people well, you keep your word, and you work hard, you could do or become anything you want.
But not U.S. president. But apparently not the U.S. president.
No. But, you know, we're brought up to respect all religions, all people, you know, regardless of your what work you did, what station in life you were in, we're all people. And also was brought up to speak out. It's our duty as a citizen when we see our nation going astray. It's up to us to speak up and try to right the ship.
That's right.
And so, that's where I'm coming from. I've seen our nation stray, not just in Syria, all over the world. Not looking out for the best interests of our nation or our citizens. Now, when it comes to Syria, I'm not saying I'm an expert or I know all the intimate details on what goes on there, but I do have family there. So I, as opposed to other areas of the world, I've got intimate knowledge as to how people feel there in Syria and what's going on there.
Right.
You know, my family grew up in the Christian Valley in a small village. Again, I still have family there. I got family that goes and still visits there and vacations there. And they've all lived a very good life. I mean, happy. They've spent time with their family. I've had uncles that moved back there because they got tired of the rat race here. There they can
enjoy
family and friends.
Yeah, Joe, hang on. My break's coming up here, but hang on. Don't hang up, okay? We'll be right back, okay?
No problem.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana here. We're currently talking with Joe over in Oregon there, and his family is roots are basically over in Syria, just like Steve Jobs. Remember, Bashar al-Assad also went to Britain and was all trained as a doctor and stuff. This is how they try to make people evil like that. Yet, why does so much good come out of Syria if it's so evil? But anyway, Joe, back to you again. So what has happened to the family over there in Syria? You there, Joe? Did we lose Joe? Muted? Really? Well, I'll tell you what. And when he comes back in there, we'll go ahead and pick up James in Kansas for now, okay? All right. Sorry about that.
Do you know the names of the oil companies that want the pipelines through Syria that caused all this trouble?
Genie Oil, yes.
Just one oil company?
Well, no, it's all a portion of it. Remember, in 2012, they released that information that this pipeline was to run from Jordan all the way up to that entire area there. And this was where the U.S. is fighting that Nord Stream 2 pipeline there with Russia, because they wanted to be the sole suppliers, because everything, as you know, transfers through the U.S. dollar. And if you go through the yuan or ruble like that, that bypasses the Western banking. Of course, they can't have that.
Well, I think we could boycott the names of those oil companies. At least we could do something on a daily basis when we fill up our tank, is to avoid those big international oil companies. Just use oil companies that use domestic produced crude.
Well, I remember even Citgo from Venezuela, that they right. were given U.S. Americans free oil for the winter and stuff. And boy, you know, why do that when you have a U.S. corporation to charge you?
Right. Yeah, okay, well, I'll hang up and let somebody else talk.
All right, sounds good. I can hear Ken. I can hear Ken in the background anyway. But anyway, all right, thank you, James, for calling in there. Joe, are you back yet? All right, I guess he's back. Okay, go ahead. Throw Joe back on there.
I'm here.
Okay, Joe, so the question I asked before you dropped out or hit mute or whatever it was like that is, what has happened to your whole family relations over there in Syria since this whole uprising started? And it's not a civil war, because you don't have members from 50-some nations in there fighting as jihadists. So what has happened to your family there?
Well, I've had, I have family spread out in Syria. Most of them still live in the village. I've had a couple of family members that were captured and beheaded by ISIS. But for the most part, my family is safe. They're in government-controlled areas, and they're living well. I mean, it's pretty quiet. I just had an uncle that just came back from there. He went to visit for a couple of weeks, and he came back. And he said, you know, they're in the village, everything's quiet, everybody's living their life. But again, that's not the case of the whole nation, you know.
Right.
And you know, there's so much I want to say. It's not just Syria. I mean, our nation is losing its way. We're blowing money on these moral wars when our country is in dire need of infrastructure, taking care of our citizens. I mean, I'm seeing more and more homeless. I've never seen it this bad in my life. People living on the streets,
If you follow me, Joe, on Twitter, I know Jennifer does, but if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I highlight this all the time about the millions of Americans that are starving, that are homeless, the veterans dying, and everything like that, and yet they're blowing money. And that's why I hate to, you know, nothing personal to you, but I hate to hear when they say we. You know, money is being extorted from the American citizens there in tax dollars to go out and fight these wars, and they're all being done in allegedly our names, and most of Americans don't even go along with this deal, so they're not being done in our names. That's why I hate pluralism.
No, they're not. And most of the people in Syria that I know, I can't speak for everybody there, they know. They loved America. They see we've lost our way, but they know it's not the American people. They feel that most American people are good at heart, and if they knew what was really going on, they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't support this. And they know a lot of them don't.
Right.
So
it's the same story.
So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, Joe, it's the same story in Iran. There's a video called Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, and you listen to the Iranians speak about Americans. They love Americans. It's just the governments that fight back and forth. And, of course, they're used as patsies or pawns later on to go out and defend their own country. And that's why I've kind of highlighted before, Joe. Remember in World War II when Germany was invading and occupying certain areas of Europe, like the French underground rose up there, and these guys were freedom fighters, liberators. They went around blowing up railroads, tunnels, bridges and stuff, and they were hailed as heroes. But now when you illegally invade and occupy another country there, these guys are suddenly labeled as some kind of jihadist or insurgents and stuff. They're a bad name is given because they're fighting the occupancy of their land, you know.
And they give them that it's propaganda. They brainwash or, get the American people to feel that, yes, they're less than human. They are terrorists. They're not. They don't care about their own people. And, I mean, again, it's propaganda, and it's working to some degree. Again, you're right. They're extorting money from us and taxes, and we don't know where that money's going. For God's sake, so much of it's missing, and they can't account for it. They cannot account. They couldn't account for it when they went to spend all that money in New Orleans for Katrina. So much of it was missing in these wars. It's a disgrace, and they're not being held accountable. And that's the thing. These people, a lot of our representatives, not all of them, they're not being held accountable for the things that they're doing, and they would have been held accountable years ago. And it's the only reason why they continue to do it is because, you know what? The people aren't going to do anything. They're letting us get away. We just tell the same lies over and over and over, and we can continue our criminal activity. And it's bad.
That to me, Joe, is like listening to Pompeo say that they have to crimp down on China and Iran's human rights violations. And then, like I say, when we talk about human rights violations, Google tent cities, and you can do that in California, Oregon, Washington State. They're all over the place, and they're putting spikes under the bridges and stuff to make it so that they're not seen publicly, so those people have to sleep in an alley or something like that. But, I mean, what's going on in this country far outshadows what's being done in the world, like, and they will not do nothing to solve anything here in America.
No, they won't.
It's got to be, let's go liberate some. Yeah, I was going
to
say, let's go liberate some country. Yeah. They're wearing hijabs. We have to liberate them. Or they're wearing burqas. We have to liberate them.
Yeah. They're not in Syria. Let me tell you, I have family members. The government paid for their schooling. They paid for their schooling. They came here to the United States to get their higher education. I got one cousin now. He's a doctor in Texas. Their health care, they got free health care, free education. I mean, really, who are we to tell them how to live? You can worship any way you want. Again, my family was Christian in the Christian Valley. My parents told me stories about, how they lived with the Jews and the Muslims in harmony. You know, when they went to school, they didn't ask what your religion was. They were all Syrian. It's these divisions that we're creating to keep this, these conflicts going.
Yeah, and Joe, it's
criminal.
Joe, like I say, if you try to keep yourself in check, and I'm not dissing you like that, but see, we have been trained pluralism is to sit there and say like our country and what we're doing. I'm not doing any of that. You'll never find my finger on a trigger of a gun or sitting there spotting for a sniper. I'm nonviolent.
Right.
But you're supposed to accept that whatever, like Israel or whatever like that, my country, right or wrong. And I can't do that because I have morals. And Jennifer a little bit ago posted that photo of those Christian military over in Syria fighting, they're Christians. They're Christians trying to defend the Syrian government and their people.
Yes, and you know something? That's the cradle of Christianity. You go to the ancient monastery of Malula. It's close to the village. I've heard so many stories growing up from my parents about Malula. The so-called insurgents, the terrorists, took it over. They kidnapped the clergy. They made a mess of it. Who was the one who liberated it and protected them?
Right.
The Muslim military. Because you know what? They're people of the books. Same with the Jewish people. It's not, they're anti-Jew or anti-Christian. They're not. And, again, it's terrible. And I don't like what's going on around the world. It's immoral. And when you're saying, you don't condone what we're doing and everything, and I don't either, but you know what? It's not just not condoning it. As Americans, as U.S. citizens, it's our duty to speak up and say, this is wrong. We're
and that's why
here. Our country comes first.
Yeah, Joe, that's why there's so much censorship. Now, earlier I was trying to read a couple articles from Russia there, and I kept getting timeout on server things that they cannot connect to Russia right now. And this is always, as you notice, the first casualty of war is truth, and that's why they want to shut down the internet. Oh, yeah. You know, so that people don't know what's going on, especially during holidays or weekends when Americans are out doing their barbecued burgers and stuff, and the U.S. is or their vassal allies are out there blowing up some city or some little town village where people live in a tent, and they're supposed to be a threat to us over here.
Yeah, big threat. You know, none of them have ever attacked us. I mean, look what's going on in Yemen. Don't want to use profanity, but it's criminal. What's going on there? These are our so-called allies committing these atrocities, and yet we want to yap about other nations and what they're supposedly going to do while it's happening right under our watch, and we're part of it.
Like the Houthis criminal over there, yeah, the Yemen Houthis there, they threw out their Western-backed government, and this is what the punishment they get.
Yeah, look at Venezuela. I mean, those sanctions, they're not hurting the leaders. They're hurting the people because they want the people to suffer so bad they're going to rise, some of them will rise up and protest against their government.
That's the same premise they used in World War II. I was going to say, Joe, that's the same premise they used in World War II with Allied terror bombings, where they just leveled city after city. 75% of each city was destroyed. And that's to get the people to rise up and say, hey, government, capitulate. Stop the bombing.
We could drive them. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was horrible. But I hate what we're doing overseas. I hate more what we're doing to our own people. It's heartbreaking. Me and my wife, Jen, correspond on Twitter a lot. I wish we could serve more, but with a group of our local representatives here, that some of them show up and actually serve, but we volunteer at a homeless shelter. We'll buy the food, we'll cook hot meals, and we'll go there and we'll serve. We serve 200 to 250 people anytime we go there and serve. Sometimes it's the only hot meal they get in a month. And, over half of them are 18 years of age and younger. And that's happening in just our city here. And it's worse in other places in the country. And for that to be acceptable is BS. That's happening here. And they're not, I don't want to hear, they're drug addicts or they're lazy or they're this or they're that. Whether they are or not, it doesn't matter. They're people. And they need to be taken care of, and they need to be given, if they are a drug addict, a second chance at life. You help them get trained to build a life. They're not just throwaways, They're people. And as a Christian nation, our so-called Christian government, for them to say, they're just people. They're just disposable. Christian is that?
Yeah, Joe, that's why it's so important to realize, like I've brought out before, the United States is a federal corporation. It will do anything to secure profits for those corporations that run under it. And when you see the amount of disparity across not only this country but other countries, it's the same in Britain, same in France, and they just keep imposing more and more austerity on people. Why would anyone... like there was a comment in Australia there about the new government down there, how it's approval ready. It's a new government. And yet you keep wondering, why do people keep electing these same despots into their government that do nothing for their people whatsoever, and all they do is make profits for big corporations?
That's a good question that I wish could be answered.
Joe, this is the same that they use in Israel there. See, the BDS movement works. So the only way to break up this monotony there is to start boycotting these great big corporations and don't buy their products.
Yes, I agree. And, there's so many Jewish people it's a crime that what Israel does is a reflection on their religion and the Jewish people. It makes me angry, too. It's not the truth. There's so many. I grew up with Jewish people. they're giving them a bad name, and you're right. People need to stand up. What, here in this nation, whether you're Republican or Democrat, fix your own party. They're both broke, both of them. They're both. I mean, they make promise after promise to get elected, and they do nothing. Or they have their administration's hijacked. And we need to get rid of Citizens United, any big money in our politics, get rid of it. The lobbying that goes on, it's criminal.
Right. Well, and, Joe, like when I was in the 70s there, I remember how strong the unions were and how much protection union workers had. We had free health care. Yeah. We had free dental. We had time and a half, overtime, pregnancy leave, all that stuff. And, of course, today everyone's working part-time jobs, and they have to pay for everything else. The corporations do nothing.
Yes.
And these CEOs, whenever you see a CEO, they'll fire 2,000 people because they're going to move their branches to Mexico or whatever like that. Then the CEO gets a $20 million bonus.
Yes, and it started with NAFTA. They dismantled all their manufacturing and everything, sent them overseas for the corporations to make more of a profit, and just leave the people here, you know, struggling. And
yep.
It's, again, they don't represent the people here.
Right.
And see,
all
that's
right, Joe.
Joe,
I got a break coming up here. If you want to stay over a little bit more, I'll hold you over after the break here. Okay?
Sure, Jeff. And I'll answer your questions about Syria, any ones you have.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a
place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where men are men and sheep are nervous. I'm kidding. Joe, in Oregon.
Yeah.
So, in Syria, one thing I noticed there, and I loved it, you know, when Jennifer posted this photo the other day, kind of about the security, and it shows Bashar al-Assad over there driving around his little Honda or whatever it is or whatever. I saw it once. He had a Chevy Impala or something like that, and he drove to a meeting by himself. He drives out to all these checkpoints by himself, and here we see like Obama's limo. It has like an 8 or 9 inch MRAP door on it, and we're supposed to be the so-called loved people of the world, and here's Assad out there driving around in a little Honda Civic or something like that.
And again, you know what? I'm not going to say, oh, everybody in Syria is happy or there aren't any grievances. I mean, there are. It's like there are in any other nation. But to say that a protest that was brutally put down and now the people are uprising. Yes, if you look what happened in Ukraine, you look at any of these uprisings that happen around the world, these regime changes. They all have the. I mean, they all follow the same pattern.
Well, Joe, let me ask you this, though.
All of a sudden, there's violence.
Let me ask you this: if the Assad regime put down a protest like that, what difference is that compared to where the United States government attacked a bunch of Christians with guns in Waco?
None.
Yeah. See.
None. But, so, you know, but again, you know, but it didn't happen that way there. It's in Syria, and again. You know, who are we to tell people that the people there are happy? You've got so many. I mean, it's been the goal of the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government for so long, and it's strategic. Their location there. They've wanted to control them, and you've got like the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got some groups there that will try to, you know, violently take over a town or something. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot going on there and in a lot of those countries. But again, how can people continue to believe the lies about Iraq, the lies about Libya, the lies about Afghanistan, on and on and on. And it's the same thing. And we go in there, we're going to save the people. We destroy the country, kill hundreds of thousands. Their infrastructure is destroyed. They have no, I mean, it's a mess, and we've made their lives better, and it's continuing till now. I mean, and they never threaten our nation. So, I mean, why do people keep falling for the same line, the same bullshit for the last, you know, 20 years?
You know, Joe, in a way of humor, I would say people enjoy lies until it happens to them, just like someone saying, sure, honey, I'll pull out until you're screwed. Anyway, I have to catch you loose, though, because I got other callers on the line here. But I'll tell you what, hey, thanks for calling in, though, and keep us informed on Twitter
no problem.
Stuff, okay? All right, my best
I
to
will.
The family.
You know what? If you're ever out this way, we'd love to show you around.
All right, sounds good. We got to go, okay? Thank you. 1-800-313-9443. My best to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.